President Donald Trump is addressing a joint session of Congress tonight. It's not a State of the Union, technically. Presidents only give those once they've been in office for a year. It's been a rocky first month for Trump. His approval rating is at an historic low for a new president. But the president told Fox and Friends this morning he's taking bold action and all is well.
I mean, there are those that are saying that I've done just about more than anybody. Now, when you add our health care that's going to be coming out soon and will be a really good health care as opposed to Obamacare, which is a total mess. If you add the tax cuts that we're going to be doing as soon as we finish health care, that'll come out very soon. The big tax cuts for business and for people, for middle class, tremendous cuts, and for everybody. I think that, you know, I think I've done just about more than anybody in the first 4 weeks.
To look ahead to tonight's big address, let's bring in NPR's lead political editor, Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Good afternoon, Eric.
So the president today in that Fox interview also said he would give himself an A grade for his presidency so far, but a C for messaging. He's got a chance to reset that messaging tonight, yeah?
Absolutely. But, you know, the C for messaging, it's kind of an interesting admission from Trump, who doesn't often, admit flaws. Quite frankly, sounds a lot like Barack Obama when Obama, you know, was under fire for some of his achievements and like the stimulus, for example. And he said, well, you know, I think it was a crisis of messaging. It was a problem or that they didn't sell it well enough. So often when presidents have their backs against the wall, they will blame messaging. And certainly Trump has an opportunity tonight to lay out some of the things that he would like to do in a little bit clearer way than some of the chaos that you've seen roll out so far from this first month of his presidency.
Well, let's talk a little about tone. I mean, in his inaugural address, he painted kind of a dark picture of America. He talked about, you know, this American carnage. What do you expect from tone-wise tonight?
It's hard to say because, you know, his White House is billing this as something of an optimistic speech, but you know, it's hard for me to believe that he's not going to talk about making America great again, right. Sticking to the message that he won on. And that's wasn't exactly an optimistic, you know, message that he was selling. He was selling a message of carnage and destruction and a mess that he inherited and that he's going to look forward. So the White House has also said that they expect that the president will talk about where we've been and where we're going. So I think it's going to be one part, look how bad everything was. Another part, I can fix it.
And we should note that the White House also said the inaugural was going to be sunny and it was pretty dark.
So. Yeah.
So Trump's speeches during the campaign and really Domenico now as president have been pretty light on policy specifics. Can we expect any new details tonight about health care and what the GOP might do to replace Obamacare?
I think that's highly unlikely. I don't really think that that's Donald Trump's strong suit. He doesn't talk about granular details of policy in a real kind of clear way. It's not the way he lives. It's not something that he thinks about deeply. It's the way he ran his organization, where he's big picture. He talks about maybe the site of where a golf course could go or the size of a building. But then most people figure out the stuff, the micro pieces of it. And then he comes in later to say, I don't like the color of that carpet. So I think it's very similar to what you're seeing with how he's let things run in this first month, where he's had people create the frameworks of these policies, create the details of those policies. And then he feels somewhat blindsided when the rollouts don't go necessarily as perfectly as he would have liked.
Right. Let others deal with the details. Republican Speaker of the House Paul Ryan spoke with reporters briefly this morning. Let's listen.
We can fix our health care system so that costs go down and choices go up. We can fix our broken tax code so that rates go down and growth goes up. We can fix our regulatory system so that it protects us instead of punishes us. And we can secure our border and rebuild our military for the 21st century.
Domenico, the Republican-led Congress and Trump haven't always been on the same page these first 40 days. I mean, Ryan there sounds pretty much in line with Trump's priorities. Are we seeing Republicans starting to come together?
You know, for the most part, that's true. I think that the biggest sticking point continues to be entitlement reform and Medicare or Social Security, for example. Donald Trump really wants to sort of leave those alone. You saw that his budget priorities didn't touch those programs, but he wanted to increase military and Homeland Security spending at the expense of things like the EPA, the State Department, education. And I think Paul Ryan would prefer to change Medicare and Medicaid, how that's structured, block grant to states, save money in the budget that way to pay for other kinds of buildups like with the military. But Donald Trump didn't campaign necessarily on cutting Medicare and Medicaid, and that is something that is still going to be something of a sticking point for this Republican majority and this Republican president.
That's NPR's Domenico Montanaro. Thanks as always, Domenico.
Thank you.